third parak, fourth Mishnah. Shnei kadorim ayum halchem ze achar ze. Two people that made pottery, that were walking one after the other, and each one was holding his piece of pottery. Nitkala rishon v'nofel. The first one tripped. V'nitkala shen v'rishon. And the second one fell on the first one. Rishon chabin is gesheni. The first one is required to pay the damages that happened to the second person. What exactly, who got damaged and how and what? So Gemara says, talking about the case, the first one fell down and he had enough time to get up, but he didn't get up, he was lazy in getting up, and by the time while he's still lying there, the second guy tripped on him. So it's coming after the second one is falling because of the pshia of the first one, because we said before the person's not responsible to see what's going on the floor, and the one who did fall down is responsible to get up if he can't get up, because he is a bar and it's just a rabbin. So therefore, since he stayed too long over there, he didn't get up, he has to pay for the sakam of the first one. But if the first one fell and immediately afterwards the other guy fell on the first one before the first one had enough time to get up, then the first one is potter, because we had a machlokes before and lemaisa we paskin that a person that trips is not considered a pshia, that's considered oinus. Yeah, that's the way the Rambam, the Rish paskin. Yeah. There's another shita in the Gemara that holds that if somebody fell down, even if he didn't have enough time to get up, but he should have warned the guy coming that watch out for me. And if he didn't do that, it's enough a reason to be mechayvim.